It is time for my favorite guest joining us via telephone, Madeline Jarvis. Good morning.
Good morning to my favorite Michelle. How are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. The snow hasn't started yet, so that's cool.
I was just thinking how much I appreciate our morning show that I'm able to call in the first and third Thursday, kind of peeking out the window, feeling okay in West Duluth, but also knowing that it'll be an interesting day.
Yeah,
but we've seen worse.
Yes, for sure. I like how you so positively put that. That's amazing. So, and we appreciate you calling in and keeping us up to snuff with what's happening at that fabulous Two Harbors Public Library. So what do you got for us this week?
So last time we chatted about March Madness, and we are announcing our Elite Eight at noon today.
Oh,
and I need to tell you.
Yes.
This is going to be a knife in your back. This is going to be your Sophie's choice. The big tie from this round was what is better, Minnesota authors
yes.
or new books?
I know. I saw that it was a complete tie, wasn't it?
Right. And I know that you would probably say, well, why can't I have both? Why can't I have the new Brian Freeman?
Right. And so that's what I'm going to go with is new books, because new books could be from Minnesota authors.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna play that angle.
Oh,
on
you're
it.
Good at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man, I just read a new book that had a twist ending in the last five pages, and I honestly finished it 5 minutes ago because I was reading it last night. A friend recommended it, and then I was like, I'm not going to be able to think about anything else today if not. So if you see me today with my hair in a greasy top bun, that's just because you need to make sacrifices sometimes, right?
Right? And sometimes exactly.
Find out where is that gun pointed in that book.
Yep, exactly. So share with the listeners, if you can, what this wonderful book was.
Oh, my gosh. So book that I'm talking about, actually a library friend recommended it to me, and it is called The Personal Assistant by Kimberly Bell.
Okay.
It's not the kind of book that I would usually pick up for myself, but somebody raved and raved, and I thought, okay, you know, I can spend 300 pages getting to know this character. A mommy blog influencer has a scandalous post that she swears up and down that she didn't create. Personal assistant goes missing. And then the security threats start happening. And how and why do these interweave together? We have multiple narrators. We have unreliable narrators. And, oh, my gosh, that's all I can say, but it's all I want to talk about.
And I kind of got a little chills just by you talking about that. It seems very riveting. Nice. And I would assume you have it at the Two Harbors Public Library, or you have resources that you could get it in listeners' hands?
Yep, I'm returning it today.
Okay, awesome.
It's one of those books where it's so good that I need the strong book energy out of the house. Do you ever do that where you read a book and you're like, this was too spooky, I can't even look at this cover anymore?
Yeah. And after you're done reading an intense book, how, like, you're almost exhausted, and you're right. You can't you can't think of anything else. You're just like, well, you just like went through a whole gamut of emotions, and it's like, it's over. I need more. I need more.
Yes, exactly. And there's a reason I don't go to movies in the theaters. I do talk to the TV screen, and it's kind of similar to that, where it's like, don't do it.
Oh, that's so wonderful. So back to the Final Four here. How do listeners vote between new books and Minnesota authors? How do they get their voice in?
Hop to the website, twoharborspubliclibrary.com, or on our Facebook page, Two Harbors Public Library. We'll be dropping that new ballot at noon today. We also have paper copies of the ballot at the front desk. And we are open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, and then Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7.
Sweet. So listeners have lots of time to get in there today.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
To get in there and stay in there, depending on the weather. And honestly, I don't know if you've ever been at the library during a snowstorm, but I think this is the best time to work on the puzzle at the puzzle table upstairs.
Yep.
Because it is just, you look at the historic building built in 1908, you look out the window and see that snow globe snow gently falling, and then you realize that you still have 978 pieces to go in the puzzle.
And upstairs by the fireplace and all that beautiful artwork and just the big majestic shelves and, you know, just, yeah, you could pass hours away up there. That, ooh, oh, but you can't have liquids at the library. I was going to say, I have some hot
bring
chocolate.
Bring your cup.
Oh, bring a cup and that's cool.
If you have a lid on it.
Sweet.
Bring a lid on it.
All right. Excellent. What else do you have for us today, Marilyn?
Sure. So if you want to come and chat at the library, today is a great day for you. From 2 to 3, we have our weekly craft and chat, where just come with whatever project you're working on. Emily's all set up by the other fireplace in the library because it's such a magical place. And we have folks who just gather with whatever knitting, crochet, jewelry making that they're working on to just have a really good time.
Nice. Oh, that's very cool. Is that upstairs in the community room? You might have said it, but I might have zoned
no
out.
No worries. It is in the community room on the first floor.
Okay. Excellent. Sweet. And what time was that again?
That is from 2 to 3. And then we even have two book clubs today, because why not?
Right? That's so awesome. Is one the itty-bitty short one?
It sure is at 6 o'clock. So as you mentioned, our Short and Sweet Book Club is designed for busy folks, folks on the go. All of the assigned reading is stuff that can be done in 20 minutes or less. So today they're actually looking at The Jabberwocky by Lewis Carroll.
Ooh.
Right. That's something I've heard of. Mm-hmm. I haven't read. And when I tell people it's The Jabberwocky, I've had more people recite poetry at me in the past month.
Oh, wow.
I think people
that's
who read
awesome.
It love it. And we have copies of that available at the front desk. So even if it is 5:45 and you haven't read it yet, just stop in, pick up that copy, take a glance, and let us know what you think. And snacks are provided.
Oh, see, there you go. Awesome. Books, awesome authors and snacks, plus meeting new people or hanging out with old friends. That's got all the ingredients of a fun, fun night.
Absolutely. And if we have any younger listeners right now, we also have our Talkie and Pocky Manga Club for grades 6 through 12. They meet in the first floor of the library by the manga and the new shelves. And today they are discussing Volume 1 of the Demon Slayer book.
Okay.
And so they come together, they geek out about manga, which is a Japanese
nice.
Style of comics, and they eat Pocky, which is a Japanese cookie snack. So you get your Talkie in, you get your Pocky in, and I love watching this group come together. Manga readers are so passionate, and if anybody hasn't read manga or a graphic novel, I would say pick one up, because it's amazing to see the stories that can
yep.
be conveyed
yep.
With just a few brush strokes.
Yeah.
I got to sit in for the January Talkie and Pocky Manga Club, and I hadn't read the book until that day. And when I was reading My Hero Academia, I was like, wow, I'm learning more about leadership from this comic book than I did in some graduate level classes. It was so
That's
cool.
why it's a graphic novel, because it's not a comic book.
Yeah.
that's fabulous. Very, very cool. And what ages would you recommend for that one?
That one is for grades 6 through 12.
Okay. Excellent.
And if I may say one more, because we're doing four things at the library today, in addition to the puzzle table, in addition to recommending new books, in addition to losing sleep over books that we can't put down.
You have programming going on every day that you guys are open, and so listeners can go to a variety of places to see a whole weekly mm-hmm. schedule, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Stop on by our website, twoharborspubliclibrary.com. You can read a list of our events or sign up for our monthly online newsletter and have those events sent straight to your inbox. We're on Facebook at Two Harbors Public Library. And, of course, you can just stop in the library at 320 Waterfront Drive and see what we have going on and take home a newsletter for yourself.
That is wonderful. Anything else you needed to share today, Madeline?
Come on in, say hi, grab some holds, grab some recommendations, and we'd love to see you.
Excellent. Thanks so much for calling in every other week, or the first and third, I should say, because there's actually five Thursdays this month. So I'm going to miss you for 2 weeks.
Sad.
Right? I know. So I won't talk to you until April. But thank you so much for taking the time to call in each month. Really appreciate our partnership, and you have a wonderful day.
You as well. Talk to you soon and take care.
All righty. Thanks, Madeline.
Thanks, bye.
Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library, calling in each and every month on the first and third Thursday, and jam-packed schedules. Just amazing. And if you're listening to this on Saturday for the Saturday morning mix and you miss some of those Thursday events, go to their website, stop on in on Monday, and check out what's happening for the rest of next week.